This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, big news, or what is portending possible big news, in the Silk Road case, in Ross Ulbricht's case. He's the guy who was accused and found guilty, ultimately, of running the Silk Road, the world's most infamous and most historic online black market website. That's what the Silk Road was. It's gone now. It's been offline since 2013, in October, when the federal government raided Ross Ulbricht. They found him in a library and arrested him and confiscated his computer and then ultimately put him on trial in early 2015, where a jury, which was prevented from actually hearing the defense that he wanted to give, and that's, you know, summarizing the absolutely awful, I mean, just really shortening the absolutely awful court situation that was the federal district court.
Yeah, I was shocked by this particular trial. I mean, you know, I don't expect people to win in federal court generally, but the way that this was handled was shocking to even a jaded observer.
Right, and we actually had listeners of the show and friends like John Bush who were there observing in person as well.
Let me ask you this, Ian: were some of the admins of the Silk Road federal agents?
Later on, one of the
so
admins,
the federal government was running a website that distributed drugs and then arrested one of the people that was on the website distributing.
Yeah, sort of like how they ran a website distributing child porn and then
they're like the best criminals around.
Yeah, they're really
the
good
FBI
at it.
The FBI is really good at this.
In fact, we've got some related news to this coming up here about certain other websites where their operators have been raided and arrested, including Backpage.com. But essentially,
well, they're running pornography sites too.
Well,
prostitution sites.
Well, the feds weren't running the prostitution site in this case. They
just went and arrested somebody.
Right.
Wait until the trial comes.
So Ross was sentenced to like double life in prison or something like that. Something outrageous. For basically no victims. Right. For basically running a website. I mean, ultimately, that's what he was charged with. You know, they charge him with conspiracy to commit money laundering, conspiracy to commit computer hacking, conspiracy to commit drug sales or whatever. But ultimately, the crime here for Ross Ulbricht was to run a website where those things were possible, meaning that people were selling computer hacking tools on the Silk Road, people were selling drugs on the Silk Road. And so because he was sort of overseeing this website, they went after him.
Well, yeah. Because
I mean, he was a programmer, basically.
Yeah, if he created a site where people could sell whatever they wanted.
With a few exceptions.
Yeah.
No poison, no child pornography, and no weapons.
Yeah. There's some good things that he didn't have on there. But he allowed people to, a great bit more latitude than, say, eBay did. Right?
Correct. Yeah, you can't sell any kind of drugs on eBay.
Yeah, so
or guns.
It's kind of interesting that they go after him. They don't go after. It's not like there are very many people that were arrested for this. It seems like they just went after him.
Well, no, they went after the admins as well. Andrew Michael Jones is still awaiting his sentencing.
Right. They haven't done anything to him. He's out. Right.
He is, I believe, still out on bail. That's correct. Whereas Ross Ulbricht has been in prison for a few years, basically since his arrest in October of 2013. And here's the latest from Wired.com's Andy Greenberg, who was in the courtroom, and he was the Wired.com guy who really followed the story closely at the time. Over a year has passed since a federal judge sentenced Ross Ulbricht to life in prison without parole after he was convicted of creating and running the vast dark web drug bazaar known as Silk Road. Today, Ulbricht returned to court to face a panel of judges to appeal his conviction but it was his harsh sentence that seemed to mostly draw their focus. In oral arguments in a Manhattan courtroom Thursday morning, Ulbricht's defense lawyer sparred with federal prosecutors over a range of issues, including the credibility of evidence, the role of two corrupt agents in the investigation.
Yeah, that's the fact that there's corrupt federal agents involved.
Who are themselves in prison right now.
You'd think that that would get everything thrown out in the first place.
Well, the appeal isn't over yet, so hopefully it will, but we'll regardless.
See. This ain't TV, folks.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up too bad on this. But nonetheless, there was a glimmer of that hope here today, apparently. And the defense also their blocked attempt to call two expert witnesses to testify on Ulbricht's behalf. So, again, they couldn't actually present the defense.
They weren't allowed to call their witnesses.
But the defense seemed to elicit the most sympathy from the three-judge panel when it attacked Ulbricht's life sentence after he was convicted for drug trafficking, money laundering, and leading an organized criminal enterprise. That's the essentially the kingpin statute, as they call it. In particular, the judges criticized a portion of the sentencing hearing in which parents of Silk Road buyers who had died of drug overdoses were called to testify.
So the parents of people who, had misused drugs.
That's right.
That he didn't sell were called in for sentencing at the trial, but he wasn't allowed to have his own people, be there.
I don't know if he was allowed to have people at his sentencing hearing.
You mean
in his defense?
Yeah, in his defense, right. He couldn't have that.
The testimony, quote, put an extraordinary thumb on the scale that shouldn't be there, argued Judge Gerald Lynch. He went on to call the sentence quite a leap. Quote, does this testimony create an enormous emotional overload for something that's effectively present in every heroin case? Lynch asked at one point. Why does this guy get a life sentence?
It's a good question.
When federal judge Catherine Forrest handed down Ulbricht's controversial life sentence last year for crimes that are usually considered nonviolent, she justified it in part by pointing to six fatal overdoses prosecutors had tied to the Silk Road, calling Ulbricht's creation of the site, which sold crack cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, and other drugs, quote, terribly destructive, unquote. But Forrest also pointed to evidence brought forward at trial that Ulbricht had paid to have six people killed, including a former employee.
No trial for this. Correct. Interestingly, it's been years at this point since they found him guilty of running the website. You'd think...
Year and a half.
I would hope, as a year and a half, thank you. I would hope, as an American citizen, that they're protecting me by having murder trials or at least bringing the charges. They haven't done any of this stuff.
No, they just basically tarred him with these murder allegations.
Yeah. This was just a way to make it seem like, oh well, yeah, there was a victim. We found one. Mm. Victim.
Except none of the murders was carried out. Nor was Ulbricht ever charged in connection with those schemes. Instead, they appear to have been faked to scam Ulbricht, or in at least one case spoofed by a law enforcement sting operation.
If they occurred at all, we don't have any evidence.
Right, there's not really any evidence that it was Ross Ulbricht who even was involved in the chats where the hiring happened, because at one point it is believed that the sort of the torch of the Silk Road was passed from Ross Ulbricht to a different administrator.
And is that person a federal agent?
And then ultimately passed back. Well, we don't know who that other person was.
Or if they exist at all.
Well, correct. And so just because there's a log of a chat between someone calling themselves Dread Pirate Roberts and someone else who's a supposed hired hitman doesn't mean that it was actually Ross Ulbricht who was behind the keyboard during that chat. It doesn't, it could mean that it was one of these corrupt agents who just manufactured the chat and then placed the log on his computer.
Yeah, we don't know anything because they haven't, taken the time to bring the charges.
That's correct. Ulbricht's defense reiterated in the appeal hearing today that none of the alleged murder plots had actual victims. We have no evidence they even occurred, said his attorney, Joshua Dreitel.
Right. We have no evidence they actually occurred.
Judge Lynch responded, why does it matter if it happened or not? The crimes of which the defendant was convicted carried a life sentence, did they not? Dreitel responded that murder for hire typically carries a 10-year sentence, not life. Murderers don't get life sentences, said Dreitel. People who actually commit murder don't get life sentences.
It's true.
The prosecution, for its part, defended the inclusion of the alleged murder plots in Ulbricht's sentencing hearing, as well as the testimony about overdose victims. Prosecutor Yoon Young Choi said, this is unprecedented, the amount of drugs, the amount of harm, unquote. The appellate panel was less sympathetic to the defense's arguments that evidence in the trial had been tampered with by two corrupt federal agents.
I find that very important.
Yeah, that to me is one of the biggest indictments of this entire federal case. But apparently, well, there's more to say here. We'll share that story with you, and you can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. here in the beautiful Keene, New Hampshire studios. Just a perfect fall day today, by the way, in Keene.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. It was actually warm, but yet all the colors are pretty strong right now. So
yeah, they said it was going to be a bad year for colors, but
I disagree.
I don't find bad years for colors too often.
Maybe that's because we're from Florida or something like that, but it looks fantastic. Anyway, we're here. We'll take your calls. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Unfortunately, it's likely that Ross Ulbricht cannot enjoy the fall colors inside of his cell in New York, I believe is where he's being held.
Yep.
For running a website, running the Silk Road, which we're going to tell you more about his appeal hearing today. I guess they were in front of a three-judge panel. We'll give you the summary from Wired.com. We'll continue that. And you can join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Also, I do want to let you know about SaveAtPurse.com. SaveAtPurse.com allows you to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. So if you've bought from Amazon before, you already know they've got great prices and a huge selection. But what if you could save, let's say, 15% on everything you purchase from Amazon from here on out? You could, as long as SaveItPurse.com sticks around. And
you don't find very many discounts on things on Amazon. No. They already have among the lowest prices.
Correct.
Generally.
So far, SaveItPurse.com, that's the purse site, has been around for about 2 years. I've been on the site for 2 years, and it's been fantastic. I've saved over $1,000 by just putting my stuff over at SaveItPurse.com. It's super easy to do, and it works really well. But the catch is you have to have Bitcoin. If you don't have Bitcoin, then you can't use SaveItPurse.com to buy stuff from Amazon. So that alone is a good reason to really take Bitcoin seriously and start looking into it. If you're new to Bitcoin, check out Bitcoin.com. If you've got Bitcoin and you're ready to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, then go now to SaveAtPurse, SaveATPurse.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, more on the Silk Road appeal trial coming up. We've got Jeff in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
What do you guys think the real crime is that Ross is in there for?
The crime is against Ross, that is putting him in a prison cell for running a website where people can sell stuff.
The real crime is opposing the Federal Reserve.
Now, how did Ross Ulbricht oppose the Federal Reserve?
Well, didn't he, create an alternative money? Or I'm not saying he created the thing, but it does promote Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, he was a big proponent of it, I'd say.
I would say that while Ross did not, well, we don't know who created Bitcoin, but it probably wasn't Ross. It was somebody calling themselves Satoshi Nakamoto. That came out in 2009. Silk Road launched in 2011 at some point. And I think you can argue that the publicity generated by the Silk Road did something to help solidify Bitcoin in a lot of people's minds as a thing that was real, that you could do stuff with, and that it was probably one of the first ways that people really significantly purchased real life items with Bitcoin.
It's true. One of the ways.
Right. In the early days, there weren't a whole lot of websites that were accepting it. It was just more of like a technical feat, promoted by libertarians and techno crypto wizards, until the Silk Road hit the scene, when it became something where people could actually buy real life product. Now, in this case, it was, drugs and other stuff that might be illegal, like fake IDs. But ultimately,
those markets were restricted, and what you can expect restricted markets to attempt to find equilibrium more quickly than unrestricted markets.
Yeah, ultimately, it was a proof of concept. And for me, when I heard about the Silk Road, I really realized the power of Bitcoin. Unfortunately, I didn't have enough foresight to actually buy any of it at the time, because had I done that, that would have been a really good move. But nonetheless, Jeff, go ahead with your thoughts.
Can they inflate Bitcoin?
Can they inflate it? You mean the programmers?
Yeah.
So let me see if I can answer that question, because it's a little different the way Bitcoin works. Bitcoin is being inflated slowly over time. There are new Bitcoins that are coming out via this process known as mining, and that process will continue on till, 2130 or something like that?
2040, I believe.
So we've got a 100 years plus left of this mining thing that is going on. So,
but we know the rate of inflation, and we know the cap of Bitcoins that will be created.
Correct. Now, in theory, Mark, the programmers could change that cap, could they not? They could decide, Well, 21 million isn't enough.
The programmers can't get together and agree on a blockchain size, and then they would have to have every miner agree to it. No, there's
at this point,
what Bitcoin has shown is that it is essentially static.
It's very reticent to being changed. There's been a dispute between the programmers on whether or not to increase the block size, and that's a, you know, kind of a technical conversation that has to do with how many transactions per minute or something like that the Bitcoin network can handle. And so they're not even really coming to an agreement on that. But even if they so let me see if I can start over here. If they did decide to change something, let's say they decided to change the total number of Bitcoins that were going to come out or the rate at which they were going to come out or some sort of important tweak to the system, right, and the miners did not agree, the people who were really doing the the hard work to create the Bitcoins and to verify the transactions on the network, if they didn't go along with it, if a supermajority of them didn't go along with it, it wouldn't fly. So ultimately, there is a check and a balance on the decisions of the programmers. They're not just working in a vacuum or, you know, to where no one can do anything about what their decisions are. So ultimately, odds are good it's going to stay the way it is.
Yeah, I would say largely they cannot inflate it.
Which digital currency do you guys think is the best? Do you think it's Bitcoin or do you think it's some other one?
Well, I mean, the market is clearly saying that Bitcoin is the best in that
today,
it's the number one currency by far. But there are, there's a few out there that are doing pretty well.
There's some aspects to, okay, so to me, Bitcoin was like the Model T of cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Model T, it's an excellent car, unless you want to go uphill. There's, a great deal about the Model T that you can look at today and say, that's a car, right? Four wheels, mass production, so many things about the Model T that were great and that point to what we have today. But one would presume that you could look at Bitcoin over the course of the 9 years it's been in existence and say, this might be have been a better way to do that, and this might be a better way. And to me, there are some of the cryptocurrencies that have incorporated that. Now, these would still be in the area of highly risky if you were to get involved, but I kind of like Monero and some of the things that they've done over there.
Although the price has taken a fall on Monero recently. It is different from Bitcoin. We interviewed the Monero head programmer, and it was an interesting interview because he pointed out that unlike a lot of these copycat Bitcoin wannabes, that Monero was actually coded from the ground up to be completely different. And it has it's an anonymous currency, which Bitcoin is not. So it does something very important that's different from Bitcoin. And ultimately, that's what some of these other cryptos do, is they do something differently from Bitcoin. That's how they try to differentiate themselves from it. And so I don't know if that answers your question, but for right now, I'm mainly promoting Bitcoin. I don't spend time promoting anything really besides Bitcoin, especially like on the streets and just, new people.
But I'm keeping my eye on a couple others.
Yeah, there's always something else interesting out there to watch. Jeff, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us on Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores all love to eat. Yum.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free, join us here and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, more about Ross Ulbricht and his appeal, which is now being heard by a three-judge panel in the Federal Court of Appeals. We've got more of the summary of what happened, I think it was today, according to Wired.com. You can join us here again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, Skype username lrn.fm. We'll go back to the phones and to the fun. But first, I do want to let you know about MyPillow. It is designed to easily mold to the shape of your body, to hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for the past several months, and it's the best pillow I've ever had. Hopefully, you will feel the same way when you try it out, because you get a 60-day trial of the MyPillow, wherein you can send it back if it's, for whatever reason, not the best pillow you've ever used. Go to MyPillow.com, and you'll get your money back if you do that. Use code.
Well, people spend so much money on mattresses. Please, if you've got back problems and you think a mattress is going to solve the problem, start with a pillow.
That could be all your problem, right? Just the pillow alone. And it's a lot cheaper to get a new pillow than right. it is a new mattress.
And this has a complete money-back guarantee. You don't have to worry about all the time packing and shipping a mattress back to some website or whatever.
That's true. And by the way, you can wash my pillow, which means that you can put it in your washing machine and the dryer, which is a pretty unique feature that I've never seen in any other pillow. So go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. You'll get your MyPillow at half price, or you can get two for the price of one, your choice. MyPillow.com with code FTL. And by the way, there's also a warranty on the product of 10 years. So they're definitely behind their product. They're proud of what the work that they've done, and they should be. It's a great product. So check it out. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go to Tracy on the line via Skype. Hello, Tracy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Tracy?
So, I really hope Ross wins his appeal because, you know, what I see happening with Ross and what happened with the girl and the pictures, there's a
from
commonality between. Yes, last night. There's something that draws those two scenarios together.
Now, which girl with the pictures?
Yes. The girl who got arrested for taking pictures of herself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, another one.
This was a, I think, 14-year-old young lady
right.
in Iowa who took some racy pictures that would not have been considered pornographic by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay.
In one of them, she's wearing a sports bra and some boy shorts.
So she's not nude.
Right. She's not nude in any of these uh-huh. pictures, and they've brought charges against her for, like, corrupting a minor.
Unbelievable.
Which means that, you know, the next time you guys go to a water park, you're committing a felony. But anyway, my point is this. There is something that draws those two together, and it's called morality. What's happening is people are using or attorneys or political figures, whatever you want to say, congressmen, I don't care what you say. They're using the political system to impose morality on you and me, telling us what is moral and what is not, or on this poor 14-year-old girl in this case,
mm-hmm.
and then on Ross Ulbricht. So Ross didn't do anything but run a website. He didn't pull the trigger and kill somebody. He didn't feed drugs to any of the people who died as a result of their inability to be able to, you know, control themselves. Hey, that's on them. Whether it'd been Ross that sold them or somebody else that sold them, they still would have died. Okay, you know, they had a...
Not only that, but there's also an argument that Ross saved lives via the Silk Road. Now, it's a lot harder to prove that claim, the judge in the case rejected that claim, but I know for a fact...
And wouldn't let anyone testify for it.
Yeah, but I know for a fact that taking drugs out of the streets and putting them into a competitive marketplace where quality is an important factor and competition brings quality up as well as price down, where people are getting the drugs that they ordered almost, you know, probably 99 times out of 100 on the Silk Road, when that happens, it does a huge amount for what's called harm reduction. So,
let's take a bathtub gin. That's
right.
The easiest sample.
But the point here is, though, they're using the legal system to impose morality.
That's right.
I think that, in my opinion, is a far greater crime and does far more damage to any society, whether it be a libertarian, Democrat, Republican, communist, doesn't matter what.
Absolutely.
When you start using a legal system to impose morality, then you might as well just make it illegal to breathe any air that they don't assign you.
Well, unfortunately, that's what people believe government is for. I mean, besides protecting people or whatever, they also believe that they are supposed to protect them from themselves, meaning that people frequently will believe that it's okay to use the threat of violence against their neighbors to get them to behave in the way that they want. And ultimately, that's why we have government, is because people believe it's okay to control their neighbors, and that's where it all stems from.
I can beat that argument. I can beat that argument.
Please do.
Very simple. What is morality based on?
Opinion.
And what does most opinion come from?
People?
Arbitrary decisions?
Okay, so it comes... Opinions of individuals' morality is based on his life experiences and how they're raised. We have this thing called, in the United States, called a separation of church and state. But most people's morality, if you ask them where they get their morals from, they're going to say they got it from church.
Yeah, likely that's the case.
Right. So in that case, you must excuse yourself from being able to make any kind of legislation that would dictate a moral outcome for this girl or for Ross, because you have to, I mean, it's like, it's a question that you should ask any attorney. Can you make a moral argument without using your personal background, but common sense rather? But, and no one's going to say they can do that, because they're going to say, well, I believe in God. Most of these attorneys do. Well, I'm not saying I don't believe in God, but I'm certainly not going to impose my morals as a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim on somebody else, mm-hmm. because I'm not going to impose my religion. I'm certainly not going to impose my morality on them.
Well, and Jesus said, he who is without sin, cast the first stone.
That yeah, well, guess what? I got a pocket full of rocks I'm ready to throw at some attorneys. But anyway, my point is you cannot... utmost clarity, make legislation with a clear conscience that dictates a moral code to somebody without it being your Christian morals. Because if you ask that attorney, 9 times out of 10, they're going to say, I'm a Christian. That's where I get my morals from. Well, then you must excuse yourself from the bench, the Supreme Court. You have to recuse yourself from any case that you're trying that has anything to do with pornography. Because you lose right there. That's beating the case right there. I just beat church and state.
Well, I'm sure the judges won't see it the same way.
Well, I see morality as something different. I think morality is written into the fabric of the universe. However, my belief in morality is essentially the non-aggression principle, which is to say that one can do what one wants as long as they don't harm other people, that they're responsible for their actions.
In other words, like I said, common sense.
Fine. I mean, you know, they're going to say common sense. You know, how common is that?
I agree with you.
Well, plenty of people would say it's common sense to hurt people because you disagree with them. I mean, there's a lot of things that are common sense to other people that wouldn't necessarily seem like common sense to you.
Yeah, but I mean, real common sense is unmistakable. It's common sense not to take a gun out and shoot someone. That's common sense. It's common sense not to do so many drugs that I basically kill myself. It's common sense not to rape a 9-year-old child that doesn't want that contact. It's there's common sense. And then there's a dictated common sense. A dictated common sense is you can't have, sex with a 16-year-old girl without her consent. That's a dictated common sense.
Tracy, thanks for your call and your thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves here. A lot of actions have their own consequences built right into them. We don't need the government to get involved. We'll let the market decide. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively directly affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got more coming up about Ross Ulbricht's appeal, which was being heard by a federal appeals court, I think, today. Stories from Wired.com. We'll continue that here in moments. Also, want to invite you over to freetalklive.com, where you can actually create the content right there on the site. The main page is a Reddit-based system, so you can, if you have a Reddit account, which is free, you can easily submit content that appears on the front page of our website. It can then be voted up or down based on whether you like or dislike, or whether your other listeners like or dislike what you've submitted. So go there, get interactive. It's all totally free over at freetalklive.com. Back to the phones and the fun. We got Chris in Miami. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Chris DeRose. And I'm here to talk about the rare Pepe Pump and Pump.
The rare?
Have you heard of it yet?
Pepe Pump and Pump.
We have not.
I have not. Is it pornographic?
No, it is a counterparty asset on the Bitcoin blockchain. And it is an asset for the rare Pepe meme.
I don't know if I'm familiar with this meme. I'm going to have to do a meme search on this
one. It's the frog meme. Trump's been in a lot of trouble. Hillary is very anti-Pepe.
It's that ugly frog. Okay. Yep, I've seen that.
Well, you can call it ugly. I might disagree with you.
These are very rare
Pepes. The most important part is this is a pump and pump.
What is a pump and pump?
Well, Ethereum's a pump and dump. Vitalik's going to dump all over you.
Now,
but the rare Pepes, this is a pump and pump.
Now, a pump and dump is
this
a term.
The new Dogecoin?
A pump and dump is a term that is used to describe.
Dogecoin already dumped on you.
Chris, I got to just take a moment here to describe what pump and dump is. As I understand it, that's where like a new cryptocurrency will come out. People will get all excited about it and then promote it. And then ultimately, when the price shoots up, they'll sell, and that's the dump. So you're saying Rare Pepe, which is, what was it, a token where?
On Counterparty. That's a metal layer on top of the Bitcoin blockchain. It's similar to MasterCoin. There's a number of colored coins. You might know those projects.
I've heard of those projects.
Yeah, I'm not really intimately familiar
with them.
Counterparty is much better developed than those.
Now, where do I go to find out more about the Rare Pepe Pump and Pump? Because I can't easily find it.
It is about to be added on Polonia. I had a friend called Tristan over there. This is going to be traded very soon.
Boy, if you're not on Polonia, you're not anywhere.
We're looking forward to it, Chris. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He was taking shots at Ethereum there, which is the number two cryptocurrency in the world.
Yeah, if the developers of Ethereum are intending to pump and dump, they have put a great deal of time and energy into the pump on this.
They're still pumping, apparently.
Yeah, they just keep at it. I think it's funny to compare your, I don't know, imaginary new color coin to a project that is as deep and well thought out as Ethereum, suggesting that a Vitalik Buterin has got nothing but his own aggrandizement in mind.
Who we've had on the show in the past, Vitalik. Nice young gentleman.
Yeah.
But the Rare Pepe, I did not know the name of that frog meme, so I did learn something new.
I didn't.
Here tonight. Toll-free number, which is different from the boy, the frog, which is
the one that goes boy-y.
About that boy. That's right.
It's all annoying to me.
Yeah, well, there's more. I'm sure there's more dumb memes to come, Mark. The internet is not done with this whole meme thing.
They make it just to annoy people like me, frankly.
So you can join us here, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Parker is on the line in Washington State, also via Skype. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey guys, so I've been seeing like every so often on Facebook, I've seen it on YouTube via Lou Pradowski's channel, We Are Change, that some people speculate that we are about to end up in a war with Russia because of like a no-fly zone over Syria.
Well, look, I am not intending to go to war with Russia, so if you want to go to war with Russia,
the United States government.
Gotcha.
Is setting up a no-fly zone. There's this giant cluster F with Syria, and it looks as though Russia and the United States government may end up going to war. So,
Looked like that for a while now? I mean, as far as like if you want to see war happening everywhere in your mind, as far as what's over the horizon, you could always look at the tenuous relationship between the U.S. and Russia. Are you saying that you believe it is worse now because of these things?
I'm not saying that's necessarily worse. I just want to see what your opinions are on the matter, because Lou Krudowski lays it out relatively well, and I just wonder if you guys are on the same, if you guys agree with his analysis or if you disagree.
I'm not familiar with his analysis. What I would say is that there are people in media, you kind of find your niche, right? And to some extent, Luke's niche is a little more sort of conspiracy oriented and perhaps sort of bearish, right? Free
it's
Talk
not
Live.
Go ahead. It's not like on a Alex Jonesian level.
No, he's not that at that level.
I wouldn't claim that at all. All I'm saying is that
Luke is actually a voluntarist kind of liberty guy, and Alex Jones is not.
His niche is sort of different than ours, and an outlook might be in the media might be different. I look at the world in a positive fashion. No, I don't think that there's going to be a war between the United States and Russia, because it wouldn't serve the United States. It wouldn't serve Russia. God help Russia and their two aircraft carriers if they get in a conventional war with the United States. And God help whoever's in Washington, D.C. right now if they start some kind of war, especially during an election, if it, you know, the drums start banging. You know, this isn't, it isn't going to help anyone. Does the Clinton campaign dislike Russia? Yeah, they're paranoid about Russia. There's no doubt. And I find that a little frightening. You know, but that's all really, you know, I mean, I love the meme that's out there on Facebook. If we elect Donald Trump, there'll be a civil war. If you elect Hillary Clinton, there'll be a world war. You know, I think it's funny, and it's something to look out for, but the United States hasn't picked on a major power in a very long time. What they do is they go and they pick around the fringes at the little ones that don't.
And even with that, they've almost exhausted, you know, all their money. They have exhausted all their money.
Right, there's only so many huts left to blow up in the Middle East.
Hey, Parker, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go to David. He's in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, David.
Hi. I want to talk about local stuff. It's at the head page of freekeen.com, having to do with Tallahassee and the other state reps that it seems to me.
You're talking about, let me bring our listeners up to speed here. This is a story in New Hampshire about state representatives, including a couple of free staters, who were accused of buying cannabis or negotiating to buy cannabis with Kyle Tasker, who is a former state representative who is currently facing felony charges for allegedly soliciting a minor on the internet and possession of large amounts of drugs with the intent to distribute. So that's right. The story you're referring to.
Right. And it's at the front page of freekeen.com right now.
Yeah.
But the thing is, those other state reps that engaged with Kyle Tasker did so willingly and as consenting people.
That's right.
And then it seems to me, I don't know if is this maybe I, this is the way I took it. They bailed on him, threw him under the bus, said, "Yeah, he's the bad one, and we want to get off, so we're going to rat him out." Is that
I wonder that myself, David, and I do find myself curious to know what it was that the Attorney General's office did to get those state representatives to talk to them. Because there are a couple of them who should have known better, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. There were a couple of state reps, especially the libertarian ones, who should have known better than to talk to the police. But if they were under some sort of threat of violence, you can understand why people would go ahead and crack.
Yeah.
So who knows? I did send a message to Amanda Bolden asking her if she would be willing to speak on the record about this, and she did not respond. So, you know, she's keeping her mouth shut about that. Ultimately, I can't say anything about it because I don't know what their motivations were, but it's certainly possible that they threw Kyle Tasker under the bus.
Well, I mean, you know, what are your obligations to a drug dealer? And I don't think they're particularly high. I mean, it's a person doing business. Should you cooperate with the police? No, absolutely. You know, you shouldn't. But self-preservation is a very strong urge in humans.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but that's not an excuse for snitching, Mark. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.